So Rav Shimshon Falash gives an introduction to Tehillim Perek Tzadi Hei, which is Lechun Ranma. And he explains that previous Prakim, chapters 92 and 93, gave voice to those thoughts that well up within our hearts every Shabbos. They show us a glimpse beyond the dreary present into the future, into the era of Hashem's kingdom on earth. The previous Perek, Tzadi Dalad, begins with a cry of terror that arises from Klal Yisrael's sufferings in the exile in the Galus, then goes on to say that we have no cause for alarm, or that we have no cause to be despondent, because violence and wrong cannot endure in Hashem's world order. We now arrive at Lechun Ranma, and this diverts us from all of these thoughts of our outward suffering. And it explains that our galus, our exile, is a second journey through the wilderness. And we can put an end at any time to this journey in the Midbar, through our actions, through our good conduct. And therefore this chapter of Tehillim really appeals to us to complete this pilgrimage through the ages with gladness, and to pave the way for the universal worship of Hashem on earth. Lechu, go forth, we're told. Don't carry on dwelling on sad thoughts. Come and rejoice. Let's give loud voice to this our joy. That's what running means, to be joyful. Let us stir up Anat Hashem, who's the rock of our straight, unbowed existence. That's Yesha. In the midst of our affliction, let's imbue our spirits with the awesomeness, the awareness of the glorious character of our mission, which no blow of fate can dim. And let us come before him, not with sadness, not with lamentations, not with kinnis, but with thanksgiving. We stir up our honour to him, not with a sense of dejection, but by the singing of songs. Meaning we can be in the galus. We can be facing all kinds of persecution, all kinds of discrimination. We can even be facing the threat of annihilation. Yet we're willing to keep an eye on the future and to sing songs of gladness to Hashem about his salvation. So first points out, Nuranana, Naria, Nakadma. It's all got a hey on the end. It's a paragogic hey for those biblical Hebrew experts. That means that it adds on a hey at the end for added emphasis. It's poetic. And all of this is summoning us to serve Hashem. Naria gives us the reason for the call. There's nothing better suited to call the attention of the non-Jewish world, where Klal Yisrael lives in Masafa, to Hashem, and to the bliss inherent in a loyal life of duty dedicated to him, than an observation that people who lack all those things that are normally deemed source of support and the joy of life still find in Hashem the moral and spiritual treasures sufficient joyous compensation for whatever has been denied them. That even though, in theory, we should be dejected and downtrodden, nonetheless, Klal Yisrael maintains its spirits. We maintain our morale because our security comes from Hashem. That itself is something incredible and wondrous.